You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hi, my name's Ian. This is Chris. This is Echo Station Podcast. We have a lot of news to talk about. Let's go, 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 go. News, go, go, go. Star Wars news, go.
Wow. Yeah. That happened.
There's a lot to talk about today.
A lot happened last Thursday. I'm sure you all caught that incredible news bomb content drop from Disney Plus. Well, from Disney itself. It was coming at us so fast from so many different fandoms that I couldn't keep up. My mind was like, brr.
I have like, I think, three different live streams going at the same time.
Yeah, it was bad. And then everybody was blowing up my phone. It's like, oh my god, this is like the apocalypse, except it's Disney shows.
Yeah, Disney came to play, and they threw down the gauntlet.
Yes.
They did the same thing that WB did, the DC fandom. They did that this summer, I think it was.
Yes, that was pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, so they did it the same way that DC did. But they threw down, and it's so much, so much.
But that was one fandom. This is all the things.
This is all of the mouse. All the mouse.
Yeah, all of the mouse. But we will only be talking about the space mouse.
Yeah, space mouse.
Space mouse, yes.
That's what we're going to call him now, is just space mouse.
Space mouse.
I'm fine with it.
Space ghost, coast to coast.
Yeah.
You remember that show? That was a great show.
I loved that show when I was growing up, and I probably shouldn't have watched it when I was younger, but I did.
Yeah, I know. Like, now I'm thinking, I've watched YouTube's videos of it, and I'm like, huh, you know, that totally went over my head back in the day.
Right? But now I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yes.
So basically, this whole episode, guys, is going to be a recap of the Disney investors' announcements of all the Star Wars stuff. We were originally going to do this episode along with recapping two episodes of Mando, but we figured that one is going to be extremely long, and two, the news just deserves its own episode because it's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so we're just going to take a break from the Mandofetto, and we'll be back, and we'll discuss the last three episodes. We're going to have Lawrence back from our initial season premiere episode discussion, and it'll be great. We get lots of cool things to say, critiques, enjoyment, etc.
Yes, and instead of waiting 2 weeks, since we are a bi-weekly podcast, instead of waiting 2 weeks, we will be releasing our episode actually on the 23rd. So it'll be a few days after Mando season 2 ends, but we'll be releasing it, like I said, the 23rd, and so we have you guys wait 2 weeks on the 30th, so that's also a treat. And that, after that, that's our season finale, so we'll be gone for a little bit, enjoying the cold Midwest.
That's our Christmas present to you.
Is an hour and a half long recap of three episodes.
Well, two of us in a row.
Also that. I missed the memo. Also that. So, let's just start. Let's just dig on in there, shall we?
Yeah. So we're gonna start. We're gonna break this up between the movie announcements and the television show announcements.
Yes, movies come first because they only announced, I believe, two movie announcements. While we have shows up the wazoo. So
wait, hold on. There's more than that. I think there's. Let me count. One.
I thought there were just two movies.
Three, four, five.
Five movies?
We've got five confirmed movies.
I thought it was just the two. What am I missing?
Well, let's start with the two that you know.
So let's start with the highly anticipated Taika Waititi movie.
Yeah, so excited. He has such a great vision. He's got that. He can do serious moments, but that tongue-in-cheek comedy that we've always kind of gotten from the Star Wars movies, he's just perfect for that.
Yes. They said that he is hard at work writing it right now. Right now he is busy filming or beginning to starting to film at least, Thor 4. And I believe after that he's going to start doing Star Wars. So it shouldn't be too long until we start seeing some production coming out of that.
Yeah. He's got his hands on a lot of cookie jars right now, because he's also got he's got a television show right now called Reservation Boys, which looks fantastic and I need to check out.
Doesn't he also do the We Are the Shadow? No, Shadows. Oh, no.
Yes. What We Do in the Shadows.
That's the one.
Yep. And that's also, God, I love that show. It's so ridiculously funny.
I started watching it. It's so stupid.
It's so funny.
It's so stupidly funny.
I love it so much. So, yeah, he's gotta be exhausted. He's just gonna be exhausted.
But
you make that money, Tiger. You make it.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see this movie. No casting announcements are happening, obviously. No story announcements, nothing like that. We just know that he is writing it and directing it. And that I believe they said it's a 2022 release.
I think it's between 2025. They're looking at 2025 or 2027.
For that one?
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one that's coming out in 2022. Never mind. Excuse me.
I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Which is our next
Yes. So
yeah, but I am excited to see if he will bring in his usual cast of crazy, amazing comedians and whatnot, because it would be, I can just see them as some interesting aliens or some funny droids. You know, like, I can hear their voices already and how well
I want to know what era he's going to be tackling.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I could see him doing sequel era.
I want to see him do, like, something, though, in, like, the old slash High Republic era.
Yeah, I think they, I almost feel like they're going to go darker with that than he'll probably bring us. Two, I don't know. That's my prediction. All right,
that's
fair. You say Old Republic. I say sequel.
And we'll be both wrong, and it'll be somewhere in the middle.
And we'll be both wrong. It'll be completely different.
Yep, it'll just be so. It'll be a different era that we haven't even seen yet. How about that?
It'll just be Rebels. That's all it'll be.
Yeah. And then the second movie, which I screamed with joy with finding this out.
I am so excited about every aspect of this.
It's not only because of the content of the movie, but the fact that we're getting our first female director for a movie for Star Wars.
So
tell the folks what's gonna happen.
We're getting a Rogue Squadron movie.
Yay!
Yes! Oh my god. Yeah. So excited. We've, you know, just gone on and on and on about Rogue Squadron many times in the past, because we had such a great experience playing this game series as kids. And it is being helmed by Patty Jenkins of the Wonder Woman series. It's really interesting because Patty Jenkins was actually in the Air Force. And ever since then, she has always wanted to create, like, an amazing fighter pilot movie, but never found the right story. This is her story.
Oh,
this is
going to
be her fighter pilot story. It's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about this.
I am so happy. Yeah, it's called Rogue Squadron. Now the Rogue Squadron we know has, like, you know, Wedge, Luke, and all these characters, but fans are surmising that it might be post Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, interesting. So a new Rogue Squadron.
New Rogue Squadron, possibly with old Wedge still, because we saw him cameo in Rise of Skywalker, which would be great.
This is true, we can still get Wedge.
Yeah, because he didn't die, he was still alive.
Yeah. That could be cool, you know, have Wedge teaching a new generation of elite pilots, sort of thing.
And what's really cool is that, you know, in most of the Star Wars movies we get a really cool kind of space battle or some kind of fighter battle. This whole movie is going to be like a fighter battle, basically.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be like Rogue One, but it's just battles, but space battles.
But better. I really cannot wait for it. And also, we said this many times on the podcast before, who would want to see, you know, screen, or not screen, excuse me, score a new Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
And she's currently working with Hans Zimmer right now for the Wonder Woman 2 score, so I would love to see her bring him in score a fantastic space battle, because that would just give me goosebumps. Many a goosebump to be had.
Yeah. He just, I mean, his style would fit in very well.
Oh, yeah. So Rogue Squadron comes out. Is that the one that's supposed to come out in 2022?
That's 2022, yep. December 22nd, 2023.
2023, okay.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait to see that. It's a great, not only is it a great movie announcement, because it kind of moves away, it obviously moves away from the Skywalkers. It moves away from, you know, that core knowledge of Star Wars and brings you into something totally different, which is smart. I guess would be the word du jour to use.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think of Rogue Squadron?
I am absolutely probably stoked most for that one.
It's, and it's, like you said, you know, we played the games, and Star Wars Squadrons is the spiritual successor to Rogue Squadron, which I've been playing nonstop, and it's very fun. Yes. So, and also to know that Patty Jenkins is a Star Wars fan is really kind of cool, too, because I didn't expect her to be a Star Wars fan.
It is cool. She's one of us.
I know, I'm so happy. Hell, I want to give me a really cool, like, female pilot that's the main character, too.
I assume that is what is going to happen.
I'm okay with it. Bring in Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting. Could you
I would love to see her in Star Wars.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm claiming that costume now. if it ever happens.
Let her corner the Star Wars market, please. I would be so happy to see her in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
So what other movies do we have?
So we've got another confirmation for Rian Johnson's trilogy, whatever that will be.
Did we get that confirmation during this presentation, though?
I thought we did.
I don't think we did.
Did they not talk about that again?
No, that's still up in the air. That's why I was wondering, like, what the hell kind of other movies you're talking about, because there's only been those two that were announced officially.
Oh, all right. Well, possibly we've got Rian Johnson, Kevin Feige, and J.D. Dillard heading other Star Wars projects of the movie kind.
Oh, yes. That's the rumor mill of the Star Wars.
Yeah. So we will see.
I mean, I hope that they give Rian his own trilogy. I would like to see more of his stuff, but it's still very up in the air, so we'll see. Recently, though, on Twitter, I think it was a few days ago, that it was the third anniversary of Last Jedi that came out, and the outpouring of people who have, I think, kind of come to love this movie now before they hated it, but now I think they have a newfound appreciation of it, is really cool to see.
I don't think it's a bad movie by itself. I think Rian Johnson is a great director. I don't think the story was right.
See, I liked it.
I'm not saying I didn't like it. I don't like the way they handled Luke. That's it. That's my biggest gripe. And to know that Mark Hamill didn't like it either, you know, that just kind of confirms that all for me.
It's a fair statement.
Yeah. That's really it. Well, that and the whole slow chase through the galaxy.
Oh, we'll run them down when they're out of fumes chase.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. I have a lot of issues with this movie.
It's all coming back to you now.
I take it back. No, I have a lot of issues with this movie. I have a lot of issues with the whole trilogy. But yeah, doesn't mean I don't like them. I just have issues.
It's a fair statement. Yeah.
But I think given non-Skywalker story, you know, Blanche whatever he wants, I think he could do something really interesting in the universe. So I'm interested to see that. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if that actually materializes.
That's, yeah, okay. So, movie-wise...
Movie-wise, that's it. That's pretty much it.
That's, yeah, because... Yeah, like I said, it's just been those two officially that have been announced. More, yeah, so obviously, are going to be on the way, but...
We don't know. Yeah. Oh, they're going to milk this for all it's worth. We're getting Star Wars content until the end of time.
Oh, yes. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm not angry. I'm not angry about this.
No. So on that note, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about all of the new Star Wars series coming out, which there's a lot. There's so many things.
So much.
So stay tuned, guys, and we'll be back in a second. And we're back. So,
hello.
How do you want to tackle this?
Well, let's start with the obvious one, which would be that we have gotten confirmation of a third season for The Mandalorian.
Yes, which premieres next Christmas.
Yeah. God, that's a really long time.
Yeah, they're making us wait a whole year. Because the past season 2 and season 1 premiered in October. This is now Christmas.
There better be more episodes.
I don't know if it's they're waiting because of COVID. I don't know if they're doing more, like, you know, technology-wise. I'm not quite sure, but...
I don't know. It's a long time.
It does kind of suck.
Yeah.
And it also kind of sucks for us, too, because how are we going to take our winter break?
Right? We'll have to reconfigure that.
Yeah, that's going to be a tricky one to maneuver, but... we might take a spring break. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. We can probably do a spring break. Although there's so much coming out that we may just never be able to take a break.
Oh no, damn it. We're taking a break. We deserve this. We deserve it, goddammit. Right.
Yeah, so
Mando season 3.
Mandalorian obviously has been foundational for all of the spinoffs that are coming.
Correct.
Down the pipeline. So it's no surprise that we're getting a season 3. It's no surprise that we're getting a season 3 with this current storyline as, you know, where it's headed. We know it's not going to get wrapped up in one episode.
Oh, no.
Let's stem from that. So, for the spinoffs, we have, obviously, Ahsoka.
Which I was so happy they confirmed that.
Yeah, so that's going to be great. So we're going to be continuing Ahsoka's journey to search for Thrawn. You know, hoping we'll probably get some Rebels figures popping up. You know, Ezra.
Rosario Dawson, you have so much to live up to. Don't fuck this up.
Oh, so much. Do not fuck this up because, yeah.
So already got much. Issues. Exactly.
Already got issues with other people. So let's not fuck this up. So really looking forward to that because, you know, this will focus more on the Jedi and Force users, and Thrawn is my favorite villain of almost any fandom ever. So it'll be amazing to see him live action.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really interested in that.
Who would you want to play Thrawn?
Man, that's hard.
Because every single person on the internet right now is saying Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I've seen fan art.
I can see it.
I could see it. I don't know. My mind went to Jimmy Smith for a second, which is really weird. But I don't know. Maybe somebody like that. Somebody of that build.
Of who?
I feel like Jimmy Smith. Bail Organa? No.
But he can't play
Thrawn. I know he can't, but somebody like that. I don't know why. Like I said, somebody of that build. I just feel like somebody who would be tall and can be menacing in blue skin.
Yeah, blue skin, red eyes. You gotta be real scurry.
Yeah. He's gotta be, but I think it's gotta be somebody who has a really interesting physical presence as well.
The Aaron was also saying the voice actor who voiced Thrawn, which is not Mads Mikkelsen, but his brother Lars.
Oh yeah. So I could see Mads Mikkelsen, but we've already got him and everything.
Exactly. We cannot have him do it. He does too much already.
I don't know.
So Ahsoka,
Lars has the he absolutely has the bone structure for it.
Exactly.
I could totally see him. That would be interesting.
It wouldn't be a bad gig.
It would not be a bad gig at all. That would be very interesting to see if they could carry that over. I think he could carry that. Yeah, I really think he could.
So, with Ahsoka, clearly it's going to be her Guardian of the Galaxy. I'm assuming we'll see Sabine as well.
Yes.
Maybe this will be when we see live action Ezra.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. It would be.
I want to see Hera.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll have some more appearances with Bo-Katan, or if she's mainly going to be.
That would be great.
Yeah, but I think she might be relegated to the Mandalorian for obvious reasons.
I know, but I want to see her interact with Ahsoka now.
I know, me too.
Maybe we'll get that in the finale, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. I would not be surprised if she makes another appearance in the finale.
Oh, I wouldn't be either. But, okay, so moving on from the Ahsoka series, which everyone is very happy about, you have a new series called Rangers of the New Republic.
Yeah, and I'm not all that enthused about this one. I mean, I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Is it about like a bunch of X-Wing pilots?
No, so I think it's
no.
It's going to be like it's going to be like Chuck Norris Texas Ranger in space. That is what I envision this being. Because okay. That's what the Rangers are. That's what they're, you know, they're Rangers. They're yeah. They're law enforcement. So I imagine it would be something to that effect.
So much noise is happening.
Yeah, sorry. I told them to be quiet, but they're not really good at listening.
Right, clearly.
Yeah, so this series would probably feature more of Cara Dune, which I am absolutely completely against. Disney needs to drop her like a hotcake.
But it gets her off the Mandalorian.
Yeah, but it still gives her... She's still getting the money. She's still getting Disney money.
I know.
She's still getting Star Wars money. And I don't want her getting any of that money.
Let me impose these two questions onto you. One, do you think that she will appear in season 3 and then go on to Rangers? Because that's how kind of I think it's going to happen. May not even be a full season 3. It could be like half of season 3 and then goes on to do Rangers. And two, if she is going to be a forefront character in Rangers of the New Republic, will you watch that show?
No, I will not.
Because they said that it ties into the Mandalorian and it ties into Ahsoka as well, so...
It doesn't matter, I can read the spoilers. I won't
watch.
That's
also true.
I won't give it my viewership. I could see that timeline too. I am really, really hoping that with enough outpourings from the internet that they will drop her.
Yeah, I don't... It's a mixed bag, because you see a bunch of people doing the outpour, but then you also see that Disney really isn't paying attention to it right now, so I don't know.
Well, and I don't think they would make a comment unless... I don't know. They're probably waiting for something blatant.
But did you notice how...
And she's escalating, so I wouldn't surprise if it's coming.
Well, do you see that every single series, they said starring so-and-so, except for this one? Every single one, they said starring... they said Ahsoka, starring Rosario Dawson. They said... except for Lando, and this one, basically, is the one that they said... You know, starring so-and-so.
Does the Acolyte have a star yet?
Okay, so I like so those three.
Yeah.
But everything else does, and I'm wondering if they didn't say who it's starring, because they're like, we don't know if we can have her still.
Yeah, well, I mean, they might be leaving their options open, and I really hope that they are. So, yeah. Gina, you're listening, which of course you're not, but fuck you. Fuck you so much.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm very, it seems like it's going to be a cool show, but at the same time, like I said, if she's going to be a part of it a lot, I don't really want to watch it that much. Like, I'm sorry, like, it's not me, you know, being a conformist and saying, she shouldn't, like, it's just me, I don't like her right now, so, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm sure, like I said, if it's really going to tie into the other shows, I can read the synopsis online.
So, let's go into a whole different direction of Star Wars, and that's Star Wars Visions.
Yes.
Which is anime Star Wars.
Excited.
So it's excited. Star Wars for weeaboos.
Yes. Finally, we have our day in the sun. Finally, we shall reveal ourselves to the normal Star Wars fan.
I cannot wait.
I'm pretty stoked. I have always been a huge fan of the Star Wars mangas. They're beautiful and cute, and I'm already an anime fan, so this is gonna be great. I'm excited.
It looks to be very fun. They showed a few of, like, a little visual thing when they were doing the presentation. This was out of left field. I did not expect to see this.
Yeah, that's great.
No one really predicted this one. They predicted an Ahsoka show, they predicted a few others, but nothing like this. So, take that how you will.
But it's gonna be great. I really do think it's gonna be cute. I almost wonder, since it's gonna be all these little, like, vignettes, I almost wonder if it'll take on sort of a, like, the Marvel What If series that they also announced.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be interesting to see if they take on, you know, different alternate universe kind of possibilities. People have talked about that possibly. So, hey, it'll be interesting. Whatever it is, it shall be interesting.
I agree. And like I said, it's anime Star Wars, so they kind of not corner the market there, but they bring in more viewership, and they're more, you know, being inclusive and stuff like that, which is kind of cool. So,
yeah.
I really like that. And then next we have, let's talk about a droid story.
Yeah, because it's similar. So that's going to be, really nice, because this one's going to be a Lucasfilm, animation and visual effects team. So it'll be like the Industrial Light and Magic, teaming up to do this one. So it's great. It's always great to see them on board. This looks like it'll be pretty lighthearted and cute.
Yeah, this is definitely for the kids, I would say.
Yeah, so this one is billed as, it'll be an epic journey that will introduce us to a new hero guided by the legendary duo R2-D2 and C-3PO. So it should be...
Which, of course, that means that Anthony Daniels is coming back as C-3PO.
Pretty cute. Yeah, I'm thinking this will be, like, a Droid Tales? Like, the new Droid Tales? Yes.
Like, was that, what, from the 80s, right?
Yeah, yes.
80s, early 90s, something like that.
No, I feel like it was like the early 80s. Let me see.
Oh, was it?
That was like before I was born.
Because it coincided with the Ewok adventures, right?
Hang on, let's see. Droid Tales. Blah, 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 blah. No, not the Lego one.
Was it called Droid Tales?
Maybe it wasn't. Was it Droid Stories?
No.
Droid.
Uh-oh. What was it called?
Stories? What the hell was the name of this?
Type in Star Wars Droid Cartoon. It'll pop up.
Okay. Star Wars Droid Cartoon. Okay, let's see. Speak to me, Google. Adventures of the Droids. Oh, it's just Droids. just right.
Okay.
85.
Swing and a miss.
85.
Okay. So,
we're both.
So mid-80s. I see it being like in the spiritual successor ways of that. Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Which would be really cute. Super cute. Because that was the Avengers of R2 and 3PO, so.
Correct. So
that's what this is supposed to be.
It'll be cute. And, you know, I'm sure I'll watch a few episodes too, just because Anthony Daniels' C-3PO is fantastic, so.
Yes.
You can't go wrong there.
No.
Literally cannot go wrong there.
All right, so another big exciting one.
Yes, which one?
Oh, we won?
No, we're saving that for last.
We're saving that for last? Oh, I wanted to save another one for last, but okay, we can save that one for last. That's fine.
Okay,
let's go back to animation. Or let's stick with animation. The Bad Batch.
It looks so good!
I know! That's gonna be great! I love the Bad Batch. This is gonna be... It'll be very, I think, interesting material for them to cover in animated form, much like, you know, Rebels and
Clone Wars. Dark. It's dark material to cover.
Yeah, I think this is gonna get pretty dark because this is post Order 66.
Correct. It takes place, it looks like, during Revenge of the Sith and right after.
That's some heavy stuff.
Yes, and so it's also in the same animation style as the last season of Clone Wars, which you and I both loved.
Yes, which is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
We have two casting confirmations. Dee Bradley Baker obviously is coming back to voice every single clone in existence.
Yes.
And then we also have Ming-Na Wen is confirmed. She's coming back as young Fennec.
Aww. That's amazing.
We've seen the trailer.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's cool to see that, because when I was watching the trailer, I was like, oh, is that Fennec? And I see the helmet, I'm like, that's fucking Fennec!
I love it. Ming-Na Wen has won the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I really do love her.
She really is.
Bad Batch, it also, I mean, at these locations too, I mean, one looks like Bakura, one looks, you know, obviously there's Coruscant, it looks like, the slave planet Tytherion. It looks really, really good. I want to know if they're going to hunt down Jedi in this, because if that's the case, I'm on board, like, fully.
Oh, yeah. Dark.
Yes.
It'll be interesting. I kind of see this being as almost like a dark A-team.
I can see that, yeah.
That's very much kind of the vibe they have already.
Oh, yeah. And I just, it looks, so we'll probably get to see how, you know, the clones were phased out, how the stormtroopers were brought in, because we see nothing but clones during this. We don't see stormtroopers yet.
Yeah. So I have to wonder, that makes me wonder, if they've already got the switch built into them to turn them against the Jedi, do they have like a basically a kill switch, like a cyanide switch that will make them kill themselves?
Oh, I don't know, because they said there's like some books that clones were still serving at the time of the Empire, so I don't know.
Yeah,
when the Empire was like fully there.
I would imagine some are, but maybe they get rid of lots of them for some reason, or who knows? I don't know.
It looks really fun. And again, it's kind of the spiritual, not spiritual, it is the successor to Clone Wars.
Yes.
Which, would I would have wanted another season of Clone Wars of unaired episodes? Yes. But I will take this as well.
Yeah, this will be fun.
And maybe we'll see a few Jedi pop up. I don't know. Like, it'll be kind of cool. I doubt we'll see Ahsoka, but it's also Dave's cartoon, so we'll probably see Ahsoka.
So yeah, we probably will.
It looks great. It looks fun. It looks, you know, like every single episode is going to be an action-packed episode. We don't know the episode count yet, I believe. We just know that it premieres, I believe they said March of next year. Yeah. So we don't have to wait too much longer.
Yeah, so this is one of the soonest, earliest ones we're getting.
This is the first one out to bat, yes. I can't wait. Looks great. 10 out of 10, we'll view.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you realize that we have so much shit to cover on the show now, goddammit?
That is just so much. So much.
This is a lot, guys. We may skip something. I don't know. This is a lot to cover.
That reminds me, though, we should probably take another break for our sponsors.
Yes, we're going to take one last break, and then we're going to talk about the last, let me count them real quick, 1, 2, 3, 4 shows in the Star Wars slate, so be right back, guys. Cool, we're back once again. So let's talk about a show that's filming right now, which is Andor.
Yes. So that's one we've known about for a while.
Correct.
Then we have a release date for next year.
Is it next year?
2021. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. We've got some interesting cast announcements. Genevieve O'Reilly is coming back as Mon Mothma.
Which is going to make our friend Lydia so happy.
Yes, it's going to be great. But Stellan Skarsgård. Adria Ajorna, who I adore. I have such a huge crush on her.
Who is she? She sounds really familiar.
Did you watch the Good Omen series?
Bits and pieces of it.
She was the witch.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Yeah, I love her.
She's okay, fantastic. I know who you're talking about now, yes.
We got Fiona Shaw,
which is fantastic for, I mean, that's really cool to see her in a Star Wars series.
Yeah. I don't know who Denise Gao is. I might know if I see her. Let me Google her.
We also obviously have
an Irish actress. Cool.
Oh my god, I'm blanking on
it. Oh name. Yeah, she looks familiar. Oh, I know who this is. Okay. Oh, she.
Oh my fucking god, who plays Cassian?
Diego Luna.
There, that's the man. Jesus Christ, yes. Ian.
Diego Luna.
We have him come back as the titular role. Cassian. Yes. Holy hell.
With Alan Tudyk returning as K2.
Yes. And so, also this, so I think they said this story takes place 2 or 3 years before Rogue One.
Yes.
So we don't get a whole lot of time with them.
No, it's really sad because we know where this is going, ultimately. Nobody has a happy ending, but it will be interesting to see a spy thriller, sort of James Bond kind of take.
The only one who gets a happy ending in that series is Mon Mothma. She lives until the Return of the Jedi. So
Mon Mothma is she's good. She's good.
Yes. I would love to see, speaking of Jimmy Smits earlier, I would love to see him come back as Bail Organa.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Maybe we'll see that.
I would. This show looks amazing. They're filming it right now. Like they said, it's in London, I believe they're filming it right now.
Probably. I think the filming is taking place in the UK.
Yes, which, oh, speaking of, we should say too, right now. They announced that they have built 3 new sound stages, like they have for Mandalorian. They have a new one in the US that's bigger, they have one in the UK, and I believe they said they have one in Australia.
Oh, interesting, Australia. Hmm.
So,
I know they're doing some cool location they can do scouting that in Scotland right now, so that should be quite
yes. Pretty. I really cannot wait to see this series. Not only that, but you have, an actor, who is, he's Latino, yes? No.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, right now, the representation for Latinos in the Star Wars pantheon is fantastic. I mean, we've got Rosario Dawson,
mm-hmm.
We've got, Giancarlo, oh crap, what's his last name?
Esposito,
thank you. And then Diego Luna, you know, among lots of others. So,
yes, yeah, so more representation is obviously very, very good.
Yeah. In fact, we are getting a very, very diverse crowd of stars just throughout these new movies.
And not only stars, but also directors and writers and producers and stuff like that as well. It's not, it's all the behind the scenes stuff too, yeah. is getting a lot of representation as well, which I'm very happy for.
Oh, sorry. And obviously The Mandalorian.
Yes. Pedro
also, Pascal. Yeah. Is also in the Latino representation. So awesome. 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 Awesome.
I would also love to see Forrest Whitaker come back as Saw.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Just to bring back a bunch of Rogue One characters that we, you know, didn't get to see a whole lot of.
Yes.
And plop them in there. Yeah. Also, this gives a representation, or a reasonable chance of us seeing Rebels characters, too.
That's true. Oh, that's true. We could run into them.
Once again, so, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibilities for that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot wait for Cassie or for Andor. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that one. We've known about it for a while, but you know, new cast announcements and release dates. I'm really excited about this one.
Yes, and now let's move on to possibly the smoothest guy in the galaxy.
Ah, yes.
We're getting a fucking Lando series.
Yes. No confirmation of Donald Glover, unfortunately.
Or really Billy Dee.
God, can we just get an old Lando series? That would be amazing.
So, this was in the rumor mill for a while.
Hang on, what if they did it this way?
Oh, bear with me.
Okay. Have you ever seen the Young Indiana Jones adventures?
Yes, and they're not good.
No, they're not, but... but wait, what
if... So where are you going with this? Because they're not very good.
The format of those is they would open it with old Indiana Jones, like sitting by the fire or whatever, regaling us with an eye patch. Yeah, no, sure, regaling us with the stories of his youth, and his adventures. Yes. As a
and
child,
then and then it would show in. Young Indy,
and then it would jump into Young Indy. What if they brought back both of them and did it that way? How great would that?
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
And, like, old Lando's, you know, doing his podcast on the Calrissian Chronicles still. It's the longest running podcast in the galaxy. And
he's sitting there recording. He's got a drink in his hand. He's just, smooth voiced. That would be.
And then Don Glover is doing all the adventure stuff.
Yes. Write that down, Disney. Write that down.
Just credit us as the ideas for that, please. Thank you. Okay, bye. Yes. No, I would love that. I would also love seeing just straight Billy Dee Williams and him, like, on an adventure with Janna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be really cool.
Like, huh. I'm good with either. I like yours a little bit better because we get Donald Glover as Lando again, but...
Yes. I love Donald Glover.
Also, this could take place before Solo, so we would get L3 back as well in her sass, which would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And so this is... a
weird relationship.
The forerunner for this is Justin Simien, who is the creator of Dear White People, which, if you have not seen, is a phenomenal, phenomenal both movie and series.
Very good.
Highly recommend. And he has such a great flair for sardonic comedy that this fits so perfectly for Lando.
Agreed.
I think it'll be fantastic. He does sex appeal really well, too. So this is a primo pick. Primo pick. So, excited about Lando.
I can't wait.
All right, so that leaves two more, the two ones that I'm most excited about.
Same here. So, I'm going to flip a coin, and I want you to call it either heads or tails, and I swear I will be truthful to this. Heads. All right, so heads will be for, what, Obi-Wan, and then tails will be for Acolyte?
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Okay, so, hold on, let me flip it so the mic doesn't necessarily pick up me dropping it as well, so hang on. All right, call it heads or tails?
Tails. I like tails.
It is heads.
All right, Obi-Wan it is.
Ooby-doop, scooby-dooby.
So Obi-Wan last is what we're saying, right?
No, Obi-Wan first, then Acolyte last.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what I wanted. Anyway, yeah, cool. Okay, so Obi-Wan, huge, huge, huge news. Oh my gosh, this is what we've been waiting for. This is the confirmation that we have wanted. All of our dreams are coming true. Oh my goodness. Ewan McGregor is back.
We got the confirmation. We got it last time at whatever they were doing. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was D23. But we got that confirmation when she said, come on out. When Kathleen Kennedy, said, come on out, Ewan McGregor. Yeah. And he came out and she asked him, do you want to be Obi-Wan again? And he's like, maybe, sure.
Maybe, yeah, so whatever.
We got the confirmation a long time ago, but now it's like,
but it kept getting delayed and stuff was happening. No, it's happening. And not only is Ewan McGregor on board, but Hayden Christensen is back.
Note, they said Hayden Christensen is not playing Anakin Skywalker. He's playing Darth fucking Vader. He's going to be in the suit.
So I wonder how they're going to handle this. Like, how are they going to do the voice? It's just...
Oh, no, wait. It means James Earl Jones probably is going to come back and do the voice.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Because his voice is aging. It doesn't.
But it's not bad. Like, he was in Rogue One, and it was fine.
It was. I mean, I could hear the difference. I was not
taken out of it. I was just happy to hear his voice again.
Yeah, I am just. He's not a young man.
And no, but come on.
These are tumultuous times for people who are not young. And I worry.
Who else is going to voice Darth Vader?
Well, there's a guy. What's the guy who always voices him? And like in the movies and stuff. The video games. Hold on.
There's been a lot of them though, so I don't know which one you're talking about.
There's like a main guy. What is his name?
What about the guy who like? Oh, I think I know. He was in the Force Unleashed games as Vader.
Yes, him. Yes, that guy.
Okay, the one who sounds a lot like. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
But no, it needs to be James Earl Jones, and I will not take anything less than that.
It'll be so weird to have like Hayden Christensen running around in a suit and he has no voice. but
well,
I assume we will get helmet off Vader moments.
Oh, well, and then we'll also get probably Anakin flashbacks too.
And we will get Anakin flash. Well, see, so they're saying he's not going to be playing Anakin, which means I would think that we're getting flashbacks to fallen Anakin, who is Darth Vader, basically,
or Hayden's voice haunting Obi-Wan or something. I don't know.
Yes, yeah, either way, holy cow.
Well, this also is... did you notice, so this is a little bit of information came out after this, so they didn't show this sizzle reel to us, they only showed it to the Disney like investors themselves. Ewan said that I cannot wait to one, get to work with Hayden again, and two, we get to go at each other one more time.
Yes, yes, yes. I did read about that.
Is there going to be a fucking duel?
It's canonically possible if you think about the wording. I don't know. Or it could just be that we're going to see more flashbacks.
But it makes that, like, if they are going to duel again as Vader and Obi-Wan, it makes that line in New Hope a whole new different thing. It doesn't mean that the last time they saw each other was on Mustafar. It means the last time they saw each other was 10 years prior. Because this takes place 10 years before A New Hope.
Yeah. And it's totally possible. You know, he says he hasn't felt this presence in a long time, but we don't know how long.
Exactly.
And he does say, you know, last time we met, you were the master, and I was still... pupil. Technically he could still be a pupil of Palpatine.
Albie.
He's not a master yet.
Sheev!
Could still be doing the Sith thing with Sheev, and she was like, no, I don't grant you the rank of master either.
Just bitch slaps him.
No. Nope. Yes. So I don't
know. I'm so happy for this series. Like, and also, Deborah Chow is directing all the episodes, yes. I believe.
I wanted to get that. And she will be showrunner, director of all of this, which is, she's so good at action. It's going to be great.
But the sad thing is, it's a limited series of 6 episodes, and that's apparently it.
Which I can kind of see that. No.
So, they better not pull any Mandalorian bullshit where, like, these episodes are different run times. I want them 45 minutes and above, and that's it.
Yeah, no, we just get hour-long episodes. Everyone should be an hour long. I want six hours of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
If it's 20 to 35 minutes, I will riot. That's not enough.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll get a tie-in with Grogu.
Oh, maybe.
Let's see, that could happen.
I really cannot wait for this series.
Have you seen all the great memes with with Anakin on the phone, basically? Like, Grogu, don't come to the temple today.
Yes. Just stay home, bud.
Stay home. Stay home, Grogu. Stay home.
And also, so this the internet exploded with happiness when they heard that Hayden Christensen was coming back. Which, here's the thing. Everyone, you know, post Revenge of the Sith for a good long while say that Hayden ruined the prequels for them. It ruined basically 2 and 3.
Which never, I never understood.
He's not the best of actors, I will grant you that. But here's the thing. I think time heals most wounds. So to see people even online saying, hey, I made a mistake. I am actually very happy and pumped to see this on-set chemistry again. I'm very happy that he is back as this role. It says a lot. It speaks a lot to people.
I will stand by this forever. Hayden Christensen is Anakin Skywalker. He is Anakin Skywalker. That's it. He is. Further, Hayden Christensen didn't ruin the prequels. George Lucas's writing ruined the prequels. The man cannot write dialogue. It doesn't matter how great of an actor you are. If you're given horrible dialogue, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, what is it? Harrison said, you know, George, you can type this shit, but I can't say it, or something like that.
Yeah, So my answer to people saying that Hayden Christensen is not that great of an actor is watch Life is a House. If you've never seen the movie Life is a House, which came out, I would say, around the time of Revenge of the Sith, I believe, he is so good in that. It's a drama, and it's excellent. He's so good. It's really good. I've seen it a couple times. It's been quite a few years. I should probably give it a rewatch now that I'm recommending people watch it. But I always thought he was amazing in that. I don't think he's a bad actor. I think he had a bad run of things. I mean, look. Natalie Portman comes off as absolutely terrible in this movie. Just abysmal acting. And Natalie Portman is a phenomenal actress. I mean, Oscar winning, phenomenal actress. So that's it's the writing. It's the writing. It's the writing. It's probably a little bit of the directing. You can only do so much what you're giving. And they weren't given very great things.
No, so I agree.
And I think with Deborah Chow and some really great writers, I think we will see the Anakin that we got out of the Clone Wars.
I hope so. Because that's my favorite incarnation of Anakin.
Yes. Oh yeah, he's fantastic. That's the Anakin that we all wanted.
Yeah.
That's the one that we could believe could have fallen to the dark side for the reasons that were given. It just made it make sense.
Yeah. That episode that series starts filming, I believe, spring of next year with a 2022 release date.
Yeah, probably 2022. McGregor, Christensen, and Chow. We're in for a wild ride. I'm happy. Very happy.
I would flip my shit if Natalie Portman came back as a cameo, too.
Can you imagine?
Just gonna say it.
She's already on board for Marvel. Come on. She's already got Disney money in her pocket. Just keep taking that Disney money.
Yeah, I would absolutely just flip my utter shit.
Can you imagine we get new Padme outfits?
You shut your goddamn whore mouth right now.
It could happen.
Like he's just haunted by all these people that he thinks that he failed, and she pops up or something. Yeah.
Oh god, that would be amazing.
I want Liam Neeson to pop up too.
Oh, I heard rumors about that. So
I want him to pop up.
Keep your fingers crossed. That'd be great.
I want Yoda to come into play somehow.
Yes. Oh, that'd be cool if they're like long distance calling each other.
Look. I'm sorry, your party cannot be reached right now. Yoda's like, god damn it.
God damn it, everyone get off the can.
Busy you are? You live on dust? No. What have you to do? Yes. So getting away from my horrible Yoda impersonation, we have our final series, which when I saw this pop up, I knew immediately, I'm like, Chris has a hard on right now.
Oh god. I can only get so erect.
Nipples fully just pierced, they could cut glass, just let's see how many more subscribers we get now after that.
So the Acolyte, very mysterious, interesting name. It's going to be a female-centric Star Wars series.
Is it female?
Uh-huh.
And I missed that part.
Yep. So, and the showrunner will be the co-creator and executive producer of the series Russian Doll, which is a trip.
Quite a trip. I love that show, by the way.
So, they are billing this as The Acolyte is a mystery thriller that will take viewers into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. So for those of you who don't know, the High Republic is what they are now calling the Old Republic time period, which took place about 350 years before the Phantom Menace. So we are finally getting this Old Republic time setting that we have desperately been wanting in a live action series.
We've been clamoring for it.
Yeah, been clamoring. So again, this is female centric. And with the language that they're using here, you know, between the Acolyte and emerging dark side powers and shadowy secrets and whatnot, I am convinced this is going to be a Night Sisters series.
I hope it is.
You know, whether they're just a part of it or it focuses on them, it really feels like this could be that. They do touch on the Night Sisters quite a bit. It's not like they shy away from the Night Sisters, whether it's, you know, in the Clone Wars, the comics, the video games, you know, all of, you know, within the last decade, we've got a lot of Night Sister stuff coming out.
Which I attribute all that to Dave Filoni and the Clone Wars. You can't, I mean.
Yes, absolutely. So I don't see why it wouldn't be a possibility. It really, this is what it sounds like to me. It really does sound that way. In fact, it would be interesting if they were following a female Jedi from the temples, you know, like from Coruscant or whatever high seat the Jedi have in the High Republic era, who encounters the Night Sisters and probably and like falls to them, maybe, or learns that there are different ways of accessing the Force, you know, that's not necessarily black and white.
I want there to be a female Sith Twi'lek.
Ugh, God, this would be so cool. So cool.
I can't wait for it.
I am, aside from Obi-Wan, this is the one I'm most excited about.
I say, do you have a top three for the series?
Yeah, Obi-Wan and the Acolyte and Lando.
Okay, so mine would be
I'd probably say like it's a toss-up between Ahsoka and Lando.
So mine would be Obi-Wan. I want to put Acolyte in there, but I just don't know enough about it yet. So, but Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, and Bad Batch for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just putting all my eggs into the Acolyte.
That's very fair, but also I don't want to be disappointing because if it is, I'm going to be very, very sad.
Yeah. So big fingers crossed for this one.
Yeah, is there a release window for that one yet? I cannot remember if they said.
That one is unknown.
Okay, that's what I thought. So that means probably within 2023 to 2025, I'm going to guess. Maybe earlier.
Yeah.
Would be great, but we'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that one either. Acolyte looks fantastic. Yes. Sounds fantastic. I'm happy that they're portraying things through the eyes of a Sith.
Yes.
Or rather a dark Jedi user, a dark side user. So we haven't seen that before.
No.
And that's new territory.
I'm also hoping for Ahsoka that we get some live action Ventress.
That would be like a flashback, you mean?
Well, we don't know that. Is she dead?
Oh yeah, she's dead.
Is she dead? Do we know? Is she really dead?
She dead.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember. Well, yeah, maybe, well, yeah, flashbacks. Sure.
They sadly killed her off, but I have theories on how they can resurrect her, but that's my theory.
That's what the Night Sisters do.
I know, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Put the body in some healing waters and beep boop bop. There you go. She's alive.
There you go. We get our live action Ventress.
God, that'd be fantastic. I would literally just wet myself in my chair watching that, I think.
I'd be jumping up and down.
Yeah. I would be just texting you up like at 3 o'clock in the morning going, watch this now. Fuck the kids. Watch it now.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, can we not get these random middle of the night previews or releases? That's so dumb. Just can you not?
Oh, at like 4 o'clock in the morning it drops here, you mean?
Yeah, it's just awful. Come on. With the way we live in a spoiler-heavy culture now because of coverage of everything, it's really unfortunate. I mean, most people can't get up and watch it the moment it drops. It's just, that's not how life is. So, it would be nice to have a regular drop time. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That is my note to you, Disney. All right, well...
That wraps us up. That's it. That's the news.
There is a boatload more you should go and look at if you have not seen all of the content release information that Disney put out. You know, whether it be for
there's so much in Marvel. They're doing a Willow series.
Willow princesses. Yeah, there's lots of
Indy 5. There's so many things happening.
You know, getting more. New princess movies, new princess series, lots of really cool stuff.
Like we said, Disney's throwing down the gauntlet in this, and they did not hold back their punches, so I was very happy with what they presented.
They were like, HBO Now, we are coming for you.
Let's do this. Also, Disney Plus is raising their subscription by $1, which, in the long run, I'm not complaining.
Oh no, $8. What am I gonna do?
$8, not $8, $1.
No, $8.99. Right?
Yeah, it goes from $7.99 to $8.99. No, $7.99. No, $8.99 to $7.99. That's it.
Yeah.
No. God damn it. Yes, what is it? $6.99.
It's $7.99 now, isn't it?
Oh, it is? Okay. No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
it's going up by $1.
Yeah, whatever. It's not like what is it? How much is Netflix going up by? I don't know.
Netflix is like 15 or 14 or 15 bucks right now.
But they're going up too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I can't keep up with the script.
No. So
I'm glad it's all gonna be on Disney because I don't want to buy another service.
Right. So don't forget to follow us guys at Echo Station Cast on Twitter. We've been tweeting out a bunch of stuff. A side note, Ian, have purchased his first Masterworks box of Star Wars trading cards.
Ooh.
This should be here I think Friday or Saturday. And Masterworks, for people who don't know, is like the creme de la creme of Star Wars cards, besides like the autograph boxes.
Yeah.
So I purchased one of those, so I'm going to see what kind of fun hits I get from that. I'll post them on probably our Twitter feed. But other than that, I can't wait. It's also super expensive, so I hope it's worth it and I get really good stuff. So follow us, like I said, at Echo Station Cast. And like I said, Wednesday, next Wednesday, is going to be our season finale, 3-episode Mandalorian recap. It's going to be a lot, so, you know, get your popcorn ready.
Yeah.
Chris, where can they follow you?
Oh, you can follow me, as always, on Twitter, at TheDirtWitch, and on Instagram, at ChrisJaded. I've got a lot of random D&D content out right now.
Which, by the way, you were shared by Arta Wiggs, so congratulations.
I know. I'm like, kind of famous.
I'm very proud of you.
I was losing my mind because I was about to leave KC today when that happened. And I was like, oh! Holy crap!
So, you can follow me at IRTurner on Twitter. and at House of Turner Cosplay on Instagram and Facebook. And also, let us know, tweet us out, what is your favorite announcement from the Star Wars section, I guess, of the Disney Investors Day. So,
yeah, let us know. What are you looking forward to the most? What are you not that interested in? You know, let's know.
Were there series that you thought were going to be announced that weren't announced, maybe? I don't know.
That's a good point.
I'm still waiting on that Darth Jar Jar series, but whatever. They didn't take my idea.
That'll be in the what ifs.
So until next time, guys, we will see you later. Stay happy, stay healthy, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.